I want to offer a little prayer. Would you guys join me in that? Holy Mother, Father of the universe and all of life, we give thanks for the indwelling presence of Christ, the Spirit of love, that grows stronger inside of us every day as we respond in love to the divine presence of the angel within, the one who dwells. We are grateful to be gathered with family and friends in this time of remembrance of thy representative that came to show us how to walk the way. May we release distractions and give our whole selves fully into thy glory, the power and the kingdom is thine, and we stand in the spirit of truth. In the name of all that is, we give thanks. Amen. Isn't that what Christmas is about? I have this thing I've been doing for the past few years where I like words. I like playing with words, writing them and saying them in different ways. So instead of Christmas, I've been writing Merry Christmas. Just a little hyphen, an extra S at the end. But it says something different. I want to celebrate Mass Christhood. Jesus Christ. I've also seen it termed Jesus the Christ, as if to connotate that it's more of a title than a last name. Because I have much love and respect for Jesus and who he did, what he did, who he was, the example he provided, and the teachings that he brought forth and shared. But he's like a signpost pointing to something else. And everyone decided to worship the sign instead of where it was pointing. But that's not the case today. Maybe it is still in somewhere out there, but more and more, we are, I think, awakening, coming into a light of awareness, of knowing that there is the Christ Spirit that exists within each of us. And that is our great destiny, to awaken and to come together as awakened beings of love, Christ's in form. And how do we get there? You know, I mean, obviously he left a lot of signs pointing the way, a roadmap almost. But I think nature reflects naturally the cycles that happen within consciousness and all of creation. Like right now we celebrate tomorrow as the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. So the most darkness that we'll have in an entire year. And sometimes darkness seems scary. Does it not? Does anyone have a fear of the dark here? Well, you're brave.
Yeah. I'm terribly afraid of it. Terribly afraid of it.
Well, I think you're not the only one. You're the bravest one, maybe. It's a fear of the unknown. We don't know what's in the dark. You can't see. And so there's something scary about what we can't see, what we don't know, what we're not aware of. And yet also, through the darkness of the unknown is the only way to come to the known, of what is unknown, the invisible, mysterious. If light is represented, Jesus, the Christ Spirit represents light and truth and love and glory and all of that. And it's also represented by the sun. We have moments when there's more of it and moments when there's less of it. And that's all part of a natural cycle. Right? Sometimes we feel up in top of the world, and sometimes it's like, oh my God, what is going on? And I don't feel secure like I did. There's something was said earlier in our service prep time about, I think Jerry said it, about the dark or the light coming out of the dark. And so moving forward from tomorrow, it will be more and more light coming out of the dark. And yet metaphorically, how do we access the light through our own dark? Because in the stillness and the silence, in the space where there's not activity of motion, physical thought, feelings running all over the place, that's unknown. Like, what's beyond that? It can be scary, but yet it's also the pathway into the greatest light, the ever-continuing light, the Christ Spirit. I also call these holy days instead of holidays. And here we are, too. It's represented in nature. It's represented in life, in our experiences. Like, even right now, we're in this cycle where it's all, the dark is kind of like a water cycle. And there's unknowns. And then I think the main question that happens between whether or not we get scared of the unknowns, the darkness, what we can't see and aren't aware of, is how much we're able to trust and have faith that there is that light on the other side of the darkness. That it is and will be continually increasing as long as we're willing to stay in what's unknown and keep moving forward. When we let go of that trust, the fear comes in, the worries, the anxieties. Whether it's walking at night in the dark, or it's being in a situation and you don't know what's going to happen next. Either way, have faith. The light is coming. And it is within. It's already present. In fact, if we go through what's in front of us, that always leads us to the next step. And that I want to be very focused on experiencing and expressing that Christ light. I think that's what will change this world. To make known the unknown. And it's available for us, but we got to trust, have faith, and believe it. And just keep moving forward through the darkness. And every so often, just get still and go inside and say hello.